Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
The app is up and running. We are back online for all you listening via streaming. You know it's the perfect time for you to be here. I know it took a minute, but we got it fixed. We got it working. And now you are here with us for the most important part of the show. That, of course, is hour number three of Bart and Han. And when it's hour number three on Bart and Han, what's that mean, Bart?
It's the power hour. Knicks in seven. Knicks in seven. I would take the Knicks in seven.
I mean, technically, it still could get done.
How do we lose to these bums, man? Come on, man. We wanted this.
Could this be the greatest week in Knicks history if they could just sweep the week and be done by Friday?
Man, come on, man. We tried. Come on, son.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, man. Like, what are we doing, man? They got to do it with one leg.
Yeah. He's landing on one foot. Did anybody notice that in Saturday's game when he was going for 28? Did anybody notice that Jimmy Butler, if you watched him, if anybody on the bench was just paying attention, if you're watching him play, you're like, man, that dude just landed on one foot every time.
See.
Maybe you should make him land on that other foot real quick and see how that feels.
Let me tell you this. This is why, like, the Knicks got a bunch of nice guys. Yeah, they play hard, but they got a lot of nice guys. This is why I'm starting a campaign. Next year, Dylan Brooks, come on. Come on down, dog. Ooh. I want a goon. I need a PJ Tucker. I need a dog. I need a dude that's in there that's willing to go ahead and swipe the leg. I need somebody that's willing to lean and be the bad guy. Like, hey, we ain't going to be –
guy that can't make an open three, though, dude.
I don't care. He can play defense.
I got enough guys that can't make open threes right now.
Listen,
I don't need to add another
one. No, we need a guy that's going to come in here and that's not willing to look bad. Like, come on, man. Like, I forgot what series – who the Golden Knights is playing. But
Vegas?
Yeah, but old boy got a bad back, and they keep hitting him in the back.
Yeah, that's what you do.
That's what you're supposed to do. That's why we have injury reports. And you mean to tell me we got a dude in Jimmy Butler, he's their best player, and he's compromised.
We all know which ankle hurts.
And we ain't doing nothing about it. Run him that way.
Nothing.
At least make him cut off that way. Yeah. Like whatever angle it is, run him to the pick and roll that way. And then running back to another pick that way, he'll be like a ping pong ball. He'll be running to people all the bing, 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 bing. You know how they run in these tight.
How about this too? When he does go to the basket and he pump fakes you into oblivion,
I'm falling
if he
right
gets
on
you
top
in the
of his
air,
head.
Oh yep. Hell yeah!
I'm grabbing him with him.
What are you giving him an and one for? What the hell? Like again, like that's the difference in mentality between one team and another.
Right.
We could talk all about the three-point shooting, which for both teams was terrible on Saturday. We could talk all about offense. We could talk all about who needs to come in and play. And everybody wants to wave the flag. Evan Fournier, come in the game and save the season. Can we just pay attention to the fact that this series is 2-1 for one reason and one reason only? One team is about fighting to win the series, and another team ain't about that smoke. That's it. They don't want it. That's it. Because if you're paying attention, you're playing a guy, a superstar who steps onto the court, who does a lot of yapping, and you know he's on one leg, and you know that foot is not right.
They're like they scared he's going to
beat him up. And we're not going to make sure that if I'm gonna foul him, he's going to feel it, because my guy Jalen Brunson, every time he drives to the basket, it's like he's going through the car wash, and he's just getting like pummeled. And it's like I got – wait, like what was that – What's that scene you always talk about? Which one of y'all hit me?
Which one of y'all kicked me? Rush hour,
there's
baby.
There's no way that's one guy.
Which one of
y'all He's getting
me?
Hit by three people. There's only one foul being called.
That's what I'm saying,
The
man.
Mentality
they
is not there for this team to win this series. They got to get that mentality. And if it doesn't start tonight, we're done Wednesday. Done. And
yeah,
that
don't,
would,
don't,
even
don't
though the
that.
Second round is a yeah. nice is a nice move
no,
for
no,
a team you didn't expect
not,
this from.
It's not.
Not this way.
It's not this way. Not against this opponent. Now, it would have been different if it was for somebody else. But nah, bro. Nah, you can't come in here with a team without one of their best players, one of their top three players in Tyler Hero gone. You got a compromised leader. You can't – the expectations change as soon as the opponent was Miami. The expectations change. And y'all going to go out like – don't give me that go down 3-1 and then don't lose in front of the Knicks fans. If you go down 3-1, over, finito, barbecue chicken. So don't give me that. I ain't even gonna waste my time watching the next one. Y'all ain't coming back down 3-1. You better get it together, man. It's supposed to be New York City, man. You supposed to be leaning to this dude. Mitchell Robinson supposed to have his forearms up. He's supposed to be running around on screens getting picked off.
I'm telling you, as you're watching this game tonight, your eyes should be on one player first. And it's Julius Randle. Because of all the guys who did not get on the bus for game three, Randle's one of them. Oh, sure, his stat line tells you 14 rebounds. But if you watched the game, you saw a guy that was not really engaged. Oh, sure, there was the moment with he and Cody Zeller where they got into some pushing and shoving, and he smiled and laughed it off and all that stuff.
Say that name again. Who we getting smoke with?
Yeah, Cody Zeller.
That's supposed to be Kyle Lowry. That's supposed to be Bam out of Bayou. Come on, man. That's supposed to be Jimmy Butler.
Or Jimmy Butler.
You're supposed to mush Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, 6'6".
Don't do the touch foul? Don't touch foul him to an M1?
Man,
a guy with one leg?
I'm going to mush him. He they goon, I'm they goon. Exactly. You supposed to be the tough guy. You want to fight your teammates? Nah, this dude sent up here. He bang, calling y'all out, punking y'all. Man, lean into his ass. Don't be trying to be friends with him because y'all work out together in the offseason. Or y'all see each other at the little spot because y'all supposed to be collecting superstars. Stop. That's why I rock with Giannis. He ain't friends with nobody.
This is what I'm talking about with tonight's game. Julius Randle has not really been a great playoff performer. In the regular season, his numbers always are good. But tonight is probably the most important game of his Knicks career. Because tonight, he's got to show up. They could lose the game, but I need to see him show up. And if he doesn't, that's a problem. And it could start to mean that if I'm in the Knicks front office, I got to have an honest conversation with myself about whether or not I need to upgrade that position. If I'm really about trying to win when it matters, which is this time of year, do I have enough out of that position? I know what I got out of Jalen Brunson. Do I have enough out of the four spot? Because in about a year, I got to make a decision financially about extending that contract or not. So there's some decisions to be made, and performances like tonight in a very important tonight. Tonight's a big game. It's not must win because obviously they're not in an elimination game.
This
feels like if you're going to be in this series, you better show up tonight and not just show up making shots. Show up physically. Show up telling. I want you in the driver's seat of the bus at the hotel, and as everybody's bored, and it's like, no, I'm driving this bus tonight. You guys get on my back. I owe you for what happened game three. Because there were a lot of Knicks fans in the building Saturday, as I told you there would be, and they never had a chance to cheer. You gave them nothing, no reason to take over a building that was there to be taken over. That environment was dead, flat. They were playing, they were pumping in arena noise in that arena Saturday afternoon. Embarrassing for a playoff game. Embarrassing. Because most of that place was Knicks fans who were not happy with the performance of their team. Frustrating. And so you need to see that change of attitude, and you need to see it from the very start of the game tonight. 800-919-3776. We go to John in East Patchogue. John, what's happening?
Hey, Alan, I can't agree with you more, man. You and Spar are spot on about every single thing you guys are saying. They need that toughness. They need that Bart Scott toughness that they had against the New England Patriots to took down Tom Brady. Julius Randle has to have the big game. He has to score 30. He owes it to the Knicks fans for what happened against the Atlanta Hawks 2 years ago. We need that gutting performance. We need to get them to crash the boards. We need to get the loose balls. We got to stop letting them have open perimeter threes. Stop with the, you know, easy transitions for Miami. We got to be that team today. We got to have that killer instinct to take over Miami, because Miami right now is riding high, and us Knicks fans, we need this game. We need that killer instinct to go out there and tie this series 2-2, to go back to the Garden with the opportunity going up 3-2.
That's exactly what it's going to take. I mean, it's going to take all the things you just talked about. They got to be locked in. This is a gut check game. This game's going to say a lot about the collective group, which most of the season was always the harder working team. And we remember in the Cavs series, they had the Cavs shook. Had them shook, and by game five, they had them quitting. You were outworking them, outplaying them. You were out everything the Cavs. And then Miami said, oh, this team plays hard. We better raise our level. And it looked like the Knicks were like, whoa, couldn't handle it. You got to be able to match that intensity, take it to another level, and you can't be scared. But more importantly, Julius Randle has to recognize the fact that I know you're hurt, but so's Jimmy Butler. And what is he doing? He's leading his team to win regardless. Let's continue with the calls. Jose in Brooklyn. Jose.
Hey, Alan. Hey, Bart. How's it going?
Good.
Good. I couldn't agree with you more. I think that the person that really does need to step up the most is Julius Randle. We all know the numbers in the regular season, and we all know how important and instrumental he was for us getting us here. But when it comes to the playoffs, this is going to become a common theme with him, and we don't want for him to be averaging 15-8. That's not good enough. Like, he needs to be closer to where his season average is in order for us to be even remotely successful in this series.
He was good in game two, but this is a more important game, Jose. I mean, it's a more important game for Randle on the optics level. Because if you are assessing a franchise at the end of each season, you're always talking about how do we advance the cost. It's always the first thing you think of. Okay, where'd we get to? How do we get to the next step? How do we keep building on this thing? And you got to ask yourself, do we have the right building blocks? Not just do we have enough, how can we add more? You also have to look at what you got and think, is that enough at that position or can we upgrade it? Let's go to MG in Jersey. MG.
Yo, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me, man. So my issue right now at the series is just the adjustments, the in-game adjustments. Like, for example, it took way too long in game two to figure out how to put someone in the middle, attack the zone, attack the baseline, get some open shooters. Game three, Spoelstra came out and made another adjustment. He showed man early through their sets in the beginning.
Right.
Once they passed it up to the wing, they went matchup zone. So I really think in a lot of ways, like, we have to match their personnel. They're not guarding Hart. They're not guarding Mitchell Robinson. And this is a series where we need to establish Obi Toppin more. And I got to disagree with you, Han. I'm not saying Fournier is going to be the savior for the Knicks. But the Knicks, let's face it, all year they've been an isolation team. They don't have the motion and the continuity like the Golden State Warriors or the typical teams we see with ball movement, player movement. We're an isolation team. So when you bring Obi in and you bring in Fournier, it'll add spacing to help guys like Brunson more often. And on the defensive end, I have a problem. I'm watching Jimmy Butler and a bunch of guys who are not playmakers. They're doing dribble handoffs. That's all they do, Han. Watch, I know you've been watching.
Yeah.
They're spreading the floor out. They're going Jimmy Butler, right? And they're going dribble handoff with Bam. We're not taking away the dribble handoff. We're not taking away the curls. We're not taking away the weak side staggered screens for shots. We're not taking anything away. So this is really a scheme issue. It's a Spoelstra wizardry against Thibodeau right now. That's the issue.
The only pushback I'll have there, MG, because what they do is they chase on screens because they never want to go under through. They're always chasing. They don't want to switch if they don't have to, right? So it's a lot of effort, and you're fighting through screens. And to their credit, again, Miami sets not just good screens, but they set painful screens. It hurts to fight through these screens. But the one thing I will say is this. Miami is not lighting it up offensively. Like, they did not have a good game offensively. They shot the ball poorly. But what are they doing is – they're making their free throws and they're getting to the free throw line because they're being more aggressive in that nature. They're drawing shooting fouls. They're fouling more than the Knicks are, but they're getting more free throw attempts than the Knicks are because their intent just want to get to the basket instead of being afraid of the contact. The defense to me is not as much of an issue as the offense is, and you're right about the spacing. I just worry. Knowing what Spoelstra can do is the minute he sees Fournier out there, you know what's going to happen. You know what's happening.
And I'm okay with that. Listen, I watched Steve Kerr Jermichael Green hasn't played most of the year.
Yeah.
The guy came in 2 days ago at 17.
Yeah.
Shamit
right.
came off the bench.
Preach.
You know what I mean? You got to switch it up. This is do or die.
Preach.
No, no, look. I think that everything's – like Tib said yesterday, MJ, and great call, by the way. Good stuff. He said it. He said everything's on the table. You got to think of everything. Everything's on the table. So you've got to look at the game and see what you need and then hope that everybody's ready to deliver. But I still start with your best players. Because supporting cast players did deliver for let's say, Phoenix, right? You talk about Shamit. But you know what else happened? Devin Booker played out of his mind another game. I mean, he played great.
But
you still
30,
have to
was,
have
it was 36,
your best.
Though. It was 36, though. It wasn't a 50.
Well, still. 36. Do you understand he's shooting 80% in his last two games? Like, he's been unbelievable. So you still have to have that aspect of it. And then you get, okay, the supporting cast guy can now give you fill in the blank on a game once in a while. So it just can't be put this guy in, it's going to solve all our troubles. You still got to, and that's why I'm pointing to a guy like Julius Randle. You still got to get something out of him. Something. Brunson's giving you 20 points in every game in the playoffs. Banged up, doesn't matter. He's getting to 20. Julius Randle has to figure out how he can get to that level too. That has to happen. Abdul and Elizabeth. Abdul. Abdul.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, what's going on, man? How y'all doing, man?
You're
I just right. want to let y'all know y'all doing a great job. Hey, listen, about the Knicks. The Knicks need to run a zone and put Randle at the five, put Fournier at the two, you can put Hart at the three, and you put Barrett at the four and spread
Fournier.
The floor out.
You
pick and roll, and you got shooters in the corner. Barrett can shoot from the corner. Hart can shoot from
zone
the corner.
Zone it up, baby. Zone it up. Protect Fournier.
You got to. You got to if you're going to put him in. You don't got no shooting. It's hurting. What we shot, 20% from back there? It's killing us.
Four for 14
and this
in the series.
Right here. And look, this sit right here. If you don't make no run here, they're going to break the team up. Randle might go.
RJ might go.
Right, because Giannis coming. I'm telling you now. You're going to get Giannis. So a lot of them going to go, man. This is a chance we got to get. So got to mix it up, run the zone. Tibbs got to
go. 2 years before Giannis, though. 2 years for Giannis.
Yeah, the best part, thank you, Abdul. The best part of that call was he said Giannis is coming. if that's the truth, okay. Listen, man, they tried to play small at the end of the game. I'm curious to see if Tibbs goes back to it. He had I think it was Randle and Obi out there together, which you don't see that often. So does he think to play small? Because again, the Heat aren't very big. But if you're taking Mitchell Robinson out of this series, that's a big story as well.
He's your offensive rebounder.
Yeah, but he just, again, effectiveness with him. Bam gets him into foul trouble, like, too quickly. He reacts so much defensively that he gets easy fouls called on him. And
okay,
you know,
will Randle step up? That's you.
I told you again.
I put a little dude underneath
you. You guys
want to
talk
love.
About Fournier and everything else, that's fine. I can't get past Julius Randle. I want you in the driver's seat, on the bus, leaving the hotel, letting the team know, I'm driving the bus tonight. I'm taking us home tonight. That's what I want to see. It starts with that mentality. You'd be surprised. And Bart, you know this as an athlete. Like, I'm sure you saw this with Ray Lewis sometimes, and maybe even yourself when you were a Jet. When that guy is driving the bus, how many other guys suddenly are like, oh, okay, now I'm ready? How many other guys are affected that way? He's driving a bus tonight. I'm showing up. I'm first one. I'm sitting in the first seat right behind him.
But you know what I'm saying? But a lot of times it's some people that's sitting on the bus in the back and they're like, hey man, I just put me in, coach. I ain't scared. Who ain't scared? I ain't scared, coach. Fournier, like, I ain't scared. I ain't got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Let her fly. Let her fly.
Well, everybody wants Evan Fournier all of a sudden.
We just want he's our best 3-point shooter.
All right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart, you were in Vegas this weekend?
What's that?
So you were at Chris Brown's birthday party? A little roller skating?
Nah, I don't like roller skating, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? When you get a bunch of light-skinned dudes in there, you know what I mean? They want to be tough.
Apparently. See, light, I think light bread, I think Usher could have used you.
Light bread. Yeah, I think that was an attack on the brown skin brother, you know what I'm saying? What? You got a little Chico DeBarge in there acting up, man.
You want to tell me what happened?
Yeah, man. Well, you know, they were throwing a skating party for Chris Breezy on the Lovers and Friends festival, music festival that Usher put together. Yep. Usher's there hosting for Chris Brown, singing him happy birthday, giving him his flowers, all that stuff. Because a lot of people think that Chris Brown and Usher kind of, you know, Usher's kind of the guy who paved the way for artists like Chris Brown. So, you know, always play around with the verses and stuff like that. And he brought him out, had Mariah Carey, Missy Elliott. You know, it was at least 40 artists out there.
Good.
And I guess he got into it with Iman Shumpert's wife, T. Allen Taylor. And Usher tried to de-escalate the situation. Didn't go so well, and it sounds like maybe Chris Brown's people put the paws on the OG Usher. And, you know, that's a little disheartening because, you know, Chris Brown has always, ever since the Rihanna incident, has never been able to make the commercial type of appeal that he should, even though he's one of the most amazing artists and his catalogs is ridiculous. But these are the things that people talk about. Sometimes he can be a hothead. And it's pictures from TMZ showing that he was arguing with T. Allen Taylor. Who knows why did that happen? And Usher was just trying to be the big bro. But the fact that if we boys, me and you boys, Allen, and you got friends that are your boys, but they know that we are boys, and they jump me, I don't know how we can be friends. Because that's something that's supposed to be handled between you and me, right? Not y'all jumping me. I thought, you know, the next day, but I realized that, you know, Bow Wow's only 5'3". JD's right, because I thought maybe the Atlanta dudes was gonna come to the OG's side. You know what I mean? Maybe Ti got a little thug in him. That would have been a nice little scrap. You know what I mean? Ti and Chris Brown. You know what I mean? Two light skinned dudes get bruised up real quick. But you know it didn't happen, man. I'm disappointed that, you know, they ain't scraped. You know, you jump my OG, then we got to scrape you up, and it never happened. But you know, it was funny because 50 Cent was talking about, you know what I mean, I felt safe until these R&B people started acting up. You know what I mean? These are he catch me tripping, man. They too violent. You know, 50's the ultimate troll.
So ironic.
Man. Yeah, 50's the ultimate troll.
It's so ironic. Yeah, so I guess things got weird when, after all that stuff happened, and I guess Usher stepped in to try to, like, I guess get Chris to leave Tiana alone. Then they went outside.
Yeah, went to the buses.
And Usher then followed, which that might have been a mistake.
Yeah, but just trying to de-escalate.
But it says something about him, like him feeling like, let me go talk to him.
Yeah, man, you don't be hollering no girl, man. That's a woman, man.
There was some charter buses in the parking lot.
Yeah,
and
man.
They were all Chris Brown and his crew were there, and Usher went behind one of the buses, and when he came back out, he had a bloody nose.
Yeah, they said Usher was heard saying, "You're going to do it my way. What I say goes." And then Chris Brown like, nope, hit him in the nose. Five things to the face.
Slap. Well, as long as you weren't involved in it, that's
Nah, man, because I would have jumped on the OG side. You know what I'm saying? I would have had to scrape up some of Chris Breezy's peoples.
Totally understandable.
It's like going to somebody's uncle, man. That's like he like Uncle Usher now to those young young singers, man. That's like him.
You know,
Justin
Bieber.
All he was
trying to do was keep peace, right? Just like yeah. You know, don't get involved in
yeah,
this
don't,
stuff.
Yeah, like we out here to celebrate. The festival's called Lovers and Friends. You ain't loving nobody. You damn sure ain't befriending nobody, son. That's,
again, ironic.
Beat somebody
did you at least
up
have
at
a good time? Did you have a good time at least?
I did. Kuda right. Matados.
Jay Weezy Duzel, out there too, right?
Yeah, Duzible got married out there. Lejay Duzible.
This weekend?
Yeah.
Nice.
Lejay Duzible.
So you were there for that, I guess?
No, I just happened to be there.
He didn't invite you?
Huh? Yeah, we used to be partners.
I know. You didn't get invited to his wedding?
No bueno.
Did Willie Colon get invited?
No bueno. No, him and Willie talk. I think Gelbs was going to go, but, you know, who gets married in Vegas?
Well, that's true.
Spur.
Well, hopefully it works out.
He looked ecstatic, man. I'm very happy for him. But I'm glad I ain't have to put no tux on or go sit nobody. Nah, I ain't about that
well,
life.
Yeah, there's that too. 800-919-3776. All right, Nixon.
The prefix meal. Nah, bro. What if I want to mix it up? What if I want steak and chicken?
Right.
I got to sit up here. I get two greens.
I get
two greens to pick from. String beans. Or
DJ constantly walking up to your table going like, let's get up and dance with the bride and groom. Come on, let's get up and dance again. I'm like, can I just eat?
I want to get up
a
toast.
I barely got my drink and you got me getting up again?
I want to say a toast. Dudes, I'm so happy for you, bro. I'm so glad that rash finally cleared up. We've been through a lot, man. We've seen a lot of stuff, man.
Some things that I'll never unsee, but we won't ever talk about, I promise, for a sizable fee. 800-919-3776. Knicks and the Heat game 4 tonight. It feels like, I mean, this is it for the Knicks tonight. I mean, you this is not a must win, of course, but it what the hell's going on here? My computer just froze. I was about to play something. And
it's the Geek Squad. It's the Geek Squad, man.
This isn't one of those days. But still, it is not a must win, but it really does feel like it, doesn't it? It feels like it. Not only because you want to even the series and then bring it home, and then still now you just reduce it to a best of three, but you've got to save face for what happened on Saturday afternoon. That is the worst loss of the season, and it happened to come in the playoffs. But it wasn't a loss that was one where you could say you just got out-talented or something like that, or somebody beat you, or, you know, a guy went for 50, whatever it is. You looked like you didn't want to play. You looked like you didn't want to play as hard as the opponent did. You looked like they wanted it more, and you were just willing to give it up. That is an embarrassing kind of loss for a team that had prided itself on being a hard-working team. And that is one where people are going to hold you accountable now, and the leaders, especially Julius Randle, and the way he played Saturday, that's going to be the conversation. So how they show up tonight, very interesting. And, of course, without Emmanuel Quickley, who is listed as doubtful, what do they do to make up for a guy who has been a key player for them off the bench? We continue with the calls, and we go to Lewis in the car. Lewis.
Hey, Alan, Bart, what's going on?
What's happening?
I was listening. I wasn't going to call in, but then I kept hearing like everybody say Evan Fournier, and I'm like, wait a minute, was it in the middle of the season everybody was saying get rid of Evan Fournier, and now all of a sudden they say he's going to be the savior against the Miami? I'm confused. Yeah. I'm really confused.
This may be the one series that he can help you in because you need shooting. You are
wait a minute. He couldn't help you in the regular season, but he can help you in the playoffs. That doesn't make any sense, Bart.
Yes, it does. Whoa, Lewis. Series and matchups are about – it's about styles and matchups, man. And, like, it's about what you need, right? It's like, the same reason right out there, Payne is way better for them than Chris Paul. And they got to have that real conversation when Chris Paul come back. Should he even be starting? Because the game is sped up, and that's the way – that's their best place way to win. Fournier, we're not saying that Fournier is some type of savior. We're just saying maybe he can help spread the court a little bit and maybe give him maybe 15, 20 minutes and see what he can do. Just see if he's hot.
But if you didn't want him in the regular season, which is really – the playoffs is more important.
How do you think he's going to be an impact in the playoffs? He couldn't be an impact in the regular season.
The Knicks were shooting. They shot fine from 3-point during the regular season. They are ice cold.
He's going to come in and shoot the lights out. Who says that? What's going to happen?
Who says he can't? But you got to try something when you're getting your ass kicked by 20 with a dude with one leg missing one of their best stars in Tyler Hero, and you're getting your ass kicked. You got to try something. You'll try anything when you're getting your ass kicked.
Jimmy Butler's the best player in this series on both teams. All right,
okay. That's fine.
He is more mentally tough than anybody on that team.
That's fine.
Either team. So you're
that's
not
fine.
Knicks that's, never going to get over that with Jimmy Butler.
That still don't mean they should win because they got one player that's better than everybody else. It's a team game.
I don't think Evan Fournier is the answer.
He may not be the answer. Maybe Grimes is the answer, but we don't know what the answer is. But let's find the answer. Let's search for the answer. The only way you find the answer, search for the answer, is to try and give it a shot.
Bart, the answer you're looking for, shot 30% from three this season.
I don't care.
Raphael.
What is he capable of shooting?
Hello, guys. How's it going?
All right.
Good. So I just want to chime in and say that this is definitely a pivotal game. This is definitely a must-win game for the Knicks. Saturday game, just let's put that behind us. It was terrible. Both teams played horrible. Nobody shot more than 40% from three. What we need to do is just crowd the paint, trust our guys, and, you know, our advantage is that we have a better point guard that makes good IQ plays at the end. We have to trust that guy and move the offense through him because nothing else is going on. And then about that Fournier thing, I don't know, man. I will stick with my core guys that got me the fifth seed and got me to the playoffs. Yeah, that's just my two cents.
They got your ass kicked by 20, and they looked like they were lackluster and not motivated. So sometimes you bring somebody in, man, they got the opportunity to do something. I'm just saying. Like, series, that's what happens, man. I've been a part of something like, dude, just play well. Like, we used to bring James Hedebo in, and, you know, for one thing. And he was good at that one thing, and we used it, and that was a game that we can use him for because his skill set, his ability to still be able to play in the box as a dime slash safety. But a guy that was able to play within the box on certain teams that spread us out, that gave us a big body, and it sometimes took the linebacker off the field, and he played that role. I'm just saying, man.
I'm just saying that if the Knicks play the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, then I might want to go to Evan Fournier. Look at his numbers against the Celtics in his career as a Knick. He lights them up. So that's one where I'd say, you know what? Yeah, I would probably do it. This series, when it's hand fighting, this series that has been really about physicality and just diving for loose balls, I don't know if that's the place I'm going. That's the point I think I'm trying to make. I think it starts with an attitude adjustment first and foremost. And, oh, by the way, don't go 5-for-23 on wide open shots in a half. And maybe, just maybe, you'll actually be in the game. Maybe that's all you need to do. Because you have guys in this team that this season have proven to be guys who can make shots. In game three, none of them did. And then on top of it, you also didn't make hustle plays. So not only were you not making shots, you also weren't giving me hustle plays. That's why you lost by 20. Not because Evan Fournier didn't play.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I need you to give me... Before the end of the show, not now, we'll get some calls, but I'll give you a minute to think about it. I need you to give me a motivational speech. Ugh. All right? Like, that'll get me fired up as I now, after the show's over, head to the Garden to get ready for our pregame show that starts at 7, okay? So just, I know you need a moment to kind of gather your thoughts and how you want to do it. But in the final minute, I want you to deliver the speech that you would give me if you and I were in the locker room and we had to play this game tonight after what happened on Saturday. So with that in mind, we go back to calls. 800-919-3776. Knicks in the Heat. Game 4 tonight. Knicks down 2-1 after an ugly loss Saturday afternoon in Miami, where there were a lot of Knicks fans there but never had a chance to cheer as they never held the lead at all. Not even 2-0. It was 13-6. It was 21-10. And that's all she wrote for the Knicks in that game. We go back to the calls, and let's see, to Al in Albany. What's up, Al?
Yeah. Yeah, what's up, brother?
What's good?
Chilling, man. All right, so listen, hear me out on this. It's going to sound crazy. Josh Hart needs to go back to the bench. The reason why our bench is not putting up that ain't putting in that work is because Josh Hart he's not that spark right off the bench. Think about this. Yeah, you start Jules, you start RJ, you start Brunson. That's all the firepower you need to start that game. Then at the end of the when you need the bench players to come in, Josh Hart puts in that work. He's that extra spark. But if you got him going right off the rip, he ain't got nothing. But when you need that extra little oomph, power, you ain't getting nothing off the bench because there ain't nobody else bringing that type of spark. I mean, yeah, it's cool, but we don't have the luxury right now to put Hart in the starting lineup when you can just start Grimes.
Well, I'll tell you what, Al, it's something that we said earlier in the show. It's like maybe get everybody back to their original roles, right, like in where they are. And then without Emmanuel Quickley tonight, who's doubtful with the ankle sprain he suffered in Game 3, you do kind of need something off the bench, and maybe that's what Josh Hart can bring. Pab in Queens. Pab, what do you got?
Hey, what's going on? Bart? Glad you're on the show. Allen needs a little logic to go with his emotion. Need the yin and yang drum. I don't know why you waiting on Randall to show something, man, because you need to be talking about Tibbs. All right. You keep saying work hard. Bro, it's like four-year-olds. We go to a basketball game. They're working hard to get the ball. All of them go to the ball. They're trying hard. You got to get scheme, bro. You mix the effort with the scheme. You can't be in the military and they just say, go out there and shoot somebody. Or you know what I'm saying? They have to have plan of
action. I don't know what you're saying.
Hard. Well, basically he's saying that Spoelstra is coaching circles around Tibbs and he's getting his guys to play.
They don't know what to do. Well, you explain
to me. They don't know what to do.
Pab, if you have if you have 15 loose balls available and your team gets 10, would you say that's an effort advantage or is that just luck? Is that scheme? It's a loose ball. There's 15 of them
that,
on the ground.
I would say that.
10 of them went to Miami. Deal,
bro.
That's not a problem?
In the series. Game 2 said
that's not,
everything.
That didn't lose game 3?
Down to the wire.
No, I'm asking you about game 3. Like I'm asking you about game 3, though. Game 3.
They're getting out coached, though, man.
To anybody that I've talked to,
what I'm trying to tell
that
you
knows
game,
basketball
I'm not
and scout
that,
basketball,
but,
all right, the Knicks did not compete. It starts there. Scheme. I get the scheme part of it. I completely understand that there are some things. Spoelstra is a great coach, and he's got guys that are playing out of their minds right now and are believing. And that's coaching, too. I'm with you. Tibbs has to have this team ready to play tonight because not having your team ready to play mentally, emotionally, physically, that's coaching. So, yes, Tibbs has to have these guys coming out of the locker room determined and ready. That's the coaching part. Scheme? No. Scheme is not, there's a ball to get, and my team got 10 of the 15 of them. That's effort. My team played harder than your team. I'm telling you guys, Saturday, from people I talk to basketball-wise, sure, there's little things about
the
adjustments.
Too.
Yes. So the coaching part of it, yes. But it's also your leaders, and Julius Randle's a leader on this team. And he's got to be driving the bus tonight. That's what I'm watching. I need that guy driving the bus tonight. It will tell me a lot. Because if this team, once again, is emotionally overwhelmed and physically overwhelmed, then we realize that they have hit their pinnacle. This is as good as they are. And there's some decisions to make this coming off season. But in the meantime, Bart, we're still 0-0 in game 4. And I've got to get to the Garden. Give me a reason to believe. Be the wind in my sails right now as I head to MSG getting ready for game 4.
Hey, man. It's no way around it, man. Our backs are to the wall. And nobody out here going to save you. All we got is what's in this room. But I'm telling you, don't step foot on this court if you ain't about that life. If we're going to go down, we're going to go down our way. Physical, fast, and smart. Now, we're going to go attack this Jimmy Butler guy, man. If we're going to lose, we ain't losing by him. Let's go out here and attack his ass. Let's see if he's ready to eat. Let's see how good that ankle is because that's what it's going to take. Sweep the leg if we have to. Any means necessary. We're not leaving here without that dub.
Can't wait.
Get your ass out of here.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.